This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. Talk about immigration and our voting system right now.
Sure, and I'll preface this by saying I've lived the vast majority of my life as an immigrant. I've been overseas almost all my life. I'm a permanent immigrant in several countries, the green card equivalent for those who know the American immigration system. And my wife is an immigrant. I have nothing against immigrants. I think immigration can be important, can be legitimate, can be fine. But what's happening here is not immigration in the sense that we've traditionally understood it. What's happening here is actually a weapon being used for multiple purposes by evildoers who hate us and who hate God. And so there are multiple reasons why they're allowing the southern border and the northern border as well to be wide open at this moment. And there are a lot of different interest groups that don't necessarily see the big picture. They see their little part of it. So like the teachers union, right? The NEA, all these big teachers unions, totally in favor of an open border. They're probably not thinking about geopolitics. They're thinking, hey, families are fleeing the government school system and our funding formula is based on how many butts we have in the seats. We better get some more kids here or we're going to lose half our funding and we're not going to have any teachers left and our pensions are going to go broke. So they want the border open for that reason. A lot of the big businesses, you know, they're not thinking about geopolitics. They're thinking about we want some cheap labor. We'll be able to make our stuff cheaper and then we'll be able to have a bigger profit margin. The Democrat politicians, they think, ooh, future Democrats, this is excellent. So all these different groups that are supporting the open border, they don't understand, I think, the big picture. I think there are several things going on. Yes, the vote issue is clearly huge. I interviewed over the last couple years the former head of Customs and Border Protection, the former head of Border Patrol, and the former head of ICE. Each of them told me, yes, this is deliberate. The primary reason is political. They want more Democrats. They want jurisdictions that are Democrat to have more clout in Congress. And so that's why they're doing it. But I think it's actually much, much worse than that. Several of the things that we know are that coming across the border are enormous numbers, and this came out in congressional hearings, enormous numbers of special forces from hostile militaries, including the People's Liberation Army, including Cuba, including Venezuela, including Iran. We have highly trained jihadists coming across the border with knowledge of explosives. We have intelligence operatives coming across the border with blueprints for our water treatment facilities, our power plants. I believe they want to completely and utterly destroy the United States, and that's not something anybody wants to hear. I know I love my country as well, probably more than most Americans, having been outside of it most of my life. But Rich Higgins, who was the head of policy and planning on the National Security Council during the Trump administration, put together the Higgins memo. If you get a chance, I recommend you read it. What he said is there is a deep state, and they kind of see themselves as God. And he said there's also an international coalition of globalists, communists, Islamists, socialists, and all these other interest groups that don't even necessarily have a lot in common with what their end objective might be, but they're all united, he said, on this issue of destroying the United States of America, not just as a nation, but even as an ideal. And so right now, the U.S. government has really been one of the primary drivers of this trend toward the New World Order that I highlighted today. But almost counterintuitively, at the same time, it's also one of the primary obstacles to the finalization of that New World Order, because the country was founded on principles that I think most of us are familiar with. The idea that God gave us rights, the idea that government's purpose is to protect those rights. And again, they said it was self-evident. I wouldn't necessarily say that's true. It's certainly biblical. And those principles are not compatible with the satanic system they want to build. And so by destroying the United States and discrediting the principles that it was founded on, they can get away with that. So I believe a lot of the people that are coming over are coming here for the purpose of starting a civil war, sabotaging our infrastructure, and causing a giant mess. And I don't say that to scare anybody. I just say it because I think that is what's going on. When it comes to the election, I am absolutely 100% convinced that they are rigging the elections. And I don't say that to demoralize anybody. I still recommend that you get out and vote. I still recommend that you support good candidates. I still, as it's a stewardship issue. God told us to be good stewards of the blessings he's given us. One of the blessings he gave us was a free, self-governing republic. And I think we have an obligation to do what we can, keeping in mind that God is always first and we don't put our trust in men or princes, to try to preserve these blessings that he gave us. But the reality is they are rigging the election. They need to be exposed. These are criminal activities. And I think they're going to try it again.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.